Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah, and the topic is Be kind to your neighbors. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the most generous and bestower of favors. He has commanded us to be kind to our neighbors. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace, blessings, and salutations be upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow them in righteousness. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. Allah the Exalted has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of good. O believers, there is a great bond and a strong tie, not one built on blood relations or lineage, but a connection that holds a high status with Allah. It is the relationship of neighborhood. This noble bond is one that our upright religion has given immense care and attention. Islam has encouraged us to uphold it, strengthen it, and fulfill its rights. Allah the Almighty says,
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ
Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him, and be good to parents, relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, and the distant neighbor. So reflect, dear brothers, on how Allah mentioned kindness to neighbors alongside kindness to parents and relatives, highlighting the great status of the neighbor. And how could it not be so when a neighbor is often the closest person to you in daily life and among those who interact with most frequently? It is no wonder, then, that being good to one's neighbor is a sign of true and complete faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُمْ مُؤْمِنًا Be kind to your neighbor and you will be a true believer. On the other hand, whoever mistreats their neighbor, this is a clear indication of weakness in their faith. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this in the strongest possible terms, saying,
وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ
By Allah, he does not truly believe. By Allah, he does not truly believe. By Allah, he does not truly believe. He was asked, Who, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, The one whose neighbor is not safe from his harm. الَّذِي لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ And he was asked, What is his harm? He, peace be upon him, said, His evil. O servants of Allah! The right of the neighbor is indeed great, and neglecting it is a serious matter. The trustworthy angel Jibreel continued to visit the Messenger of Allah, repeatedly advising him about the neighbor, so persistently that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُوصِينِي بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ
Jibreel kept advising me about the neighbor until I thought he would make him an heir. Among the rights of the neighbor is that you greet them with peace and meet them with a smiling face and a cheerful demeanor. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة. Your smile in the face of your brother is a charity. If your neighbor invites you, respond to this invitation. Offer them gifts and accept theirs. For our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تهادوا تحابوا. تهادوا تحابوا. Give gifts to one another and you will love one another. One of the ways to increase the happiness and harmony among neighbors is to gather in social settings, strengthening ties and reinforcing the bonds of neighborly relations. Such connection root love deeply and help build a society tied together by mutual affection and brotherhood. Allah the Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O believers, good neighborliness is among the greatest causes of happiness. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرْبَعٌ مِنَ السَّعَادَةِ الْجَارُ الصَّالِحِ. Four things bring happiness. Among them is a righteous neighbor. A good neighbor is also a reason for stability of families and blessings in one's life. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ وَحُسْنُ الْجِوَارِ يَعْمُرَانِ الدِّيَارِ وَيَزِدَانِ فِي الْأَعْمَارِ. Maintaining family ties, good character, and good neighborliness. These bring prosperity to homes and increase lifespans. So let us strive to be righteous neighbors. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير الجيران عند الله خيرهم لجاره. The best neighbors in the sight of Allah is the one who is best to his neighbor. And being a good neighbor benefits a person in this world and will intercede for them in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من مسلم يموت فيشهد له أربعة من جيرانه الأدنين أنهم لا يعلمون عنه إلا خيرا إلا قال الله عز وجل قد قبلت علمكم فيه وغفرت له ما لا تعلمون. No Muslim dies and four of his closest neighbors testify that they know nothing about him except good, except that Allah says, I have accepted your testimony and forgiven him for what you don't know. O you who have believed, ask Allah to confer blessing upon the Prophet and ask Allah to grant him peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and all the noble companions. O Allah, make us believers in you, devoted worshippers for your sake, repentant and returning to you. Make us kind and good to our neighbors and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them and they, as they raised us when we were little. O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, forgive everyone who has dedicated an endowment for your sake, seeking only your pleasure and the reward of your paradise. O Allah, continue to bless the United Arab Emirates with stability, progress, and prosperity. Grant us continued well-being, bless our provisions, our spouses, and our children. O Allah, grant success and guidance to the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates and his trustworthy crown prince in all that pleases you. O Allah, have mercy on Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid, and all the UAE's founding leaders who have passed away. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the most great and glorious. He will remember you. Be grateful to Him for His blessings, and He will increase you. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful.
This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.